Sean Dash, what did you make of that?
I make of it that it was a good game, a tight game between two very good sides who are showing their good sides by their positions in the league. You know, chances-wise, we definitely edged it. And on the feel of the game, it was a close one. And, you know, they've got a sort of fortuitous start, I would say, by a you know, pinball ball bouncing around our box, and it always seemed to lend to their players, which sometimes happens. So I won't be overcritical on my own players for that one. Great response, immediate response with what is a penalty. It's simple as that. So we're pleased with that because we've had a lot not given this season. And then after that, we've been productive during the game to create chances. And I thought they had some good play, but they didn't really open us up, which I was very pleased with.
You say it was a penalty and a clear penalty, but it needs a brave referee at that stage of the game to give it.
Yeah, it was a funny one because I found it impossible that their two centre-halves weren't in trouble a lot earlier in the game by the referee's decisions. I was very surprised that they weren't in the book very early in the game for pulling shirts with Andre Gray. But I must make it clear, I thought it was an excellent decision. I've seen it back. It's an absolute penalty. And he's done well to spot it through the group. And as I said, we haven't always had him given this season. So we're pleased with his performance on that for sure.
And on reflection, of course, if they had been penalised by yellow cards early in the game, they wouldn't have seen the day out, would they?
Well, that's the interesting thing. But like I say, you know, I don't want to overthink that. I'm more interested in the performance. We created enough chances to win the game, although it was a close game, don't get me wrong. And I think they're a good side, and they've showed today they're a good side, but so have we. You know, we've once again taken a game on, particularly here at Turf, and looked a very strong unit, I feel.
And it keeps that run going, that unbeaten run.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we're not really interested too much in that. We don't overthink that. We're interested in points. You know, that's our main thing. And, you know, they're unbeaten. Chris will know the stats will change on that. You know, we've had a loss, so we know how that feels and we know how to react from it. That'll be their next challenge if they get that loss, how they react to it.
You talked about the chances. I suppose the big one will be Scott Arfield's close to the end.
Yeah, I mean, he's had a great bit of play before that. He's whipped one past the top corner. But the thing is for Scotty, I mean, you know, people soon forget, he's actually got on the end of his own pass, you know. He's played a fantastic pass to get Andre going in behind, and he's got on the end of his own pass. So, you know, not only a good bit of technical skill in doing that, but his physical and mental demand to get on the end of his own pass is fantastic. So I like players who are in there to miss, as I always say. That sounds ridiculous, but I've explained it 1,000 times. If you're willing to miss, then that means you're going to score. You know, it doesn't mean every time, but there's no disappointments. And he certainly didn't show disappointment. He's a bit unfortunate. It slides past the post. But a very good bit of play again.
And one who was in there to miss was Chris Long. He had a bright half hour, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good chance. Not a great chance, actually, to be fair to him. He's reacted very quickly. Reuven's had a great chance first half. And no, like I say, not questioning him. I thought their keeper made an outstanding save. And people sometimes forget that. So, you know, that would have been 2-1 up early in the game. And, you know, the game's then different. But, like I say, we've got to be realistic with the challenge. They're a good side, so are we. We've done enough to edge the game today, and sometimes that's what it takes when you're playing against the teams that are up there. But we got away with another positive feel in ourselves with that performance.
And it was a perfect example of what Andre Gray brings to the party today, wasn't it?
Well, he's still learning. I thought he was quiet at spells today, but he's taken his penalty very well. He's kept going, and he's managed to cause trouble for their defenders. Like I say, I didn't think he got the protection from the ref generally today. I thought their centre-halves were grabbing him all over the place and he didn't get anything until late in the game. I think it was the 43rd minute or whatever when their centre-half goes in the book. So I was very surprised at that. If that would have changed early in the game when I felt it should have, then who knows, they might have been down to 10. But I'll make it clear, that's not over-questioning the ref. That's just how I saw it, because on the other end, he made a very, very good decision and a brave decision on the penalty.